This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Welcome back to your Tech Report.
Hot off of Unpacked earlier this week, I am so happy to welcome back to the show Raj Doshi, who's the head of mobile for Samsung Canada. What a week, Raj. I know that you weren't there in San Jose in person, but what an incredible event to watch online. And I'm sure that some of your staff that were there were just kind of drooling themselves when they came back.
Mark, thank you for having me and to the listeners. Super excited. I think super excited, not just for the product and devices that we're bringing to Canadians, but also to some of the capabilities, which is really, really exciting.
Yeah, and that really is where the story is. I've done a couple different segments on different media outlets throughout the week, Raj, and it's funny, we almost kind of rush through the hardware specifications because, and tell me if you agree or disagree with this statement, but I think that when it comes to the mobile world, when it comes to smartphones, you know, everybody seems to have proven that they can build great smartphones using great materials, incredible processors. Obviously, Samsung sets itself apart because of, you know, the fact that everything is in-house, you know, like the majority of that device, the screen technology and the fact that you're leaning on history and experience across so many different product lines. When it comes to the flagship smartphones like the S24 lineup, hardware-wise, you know you're going to get the best of the best. That being said, software seems to be where everything is changing and where companies like Samsung are doing really incredible, what I call frictionless innovation to make themselves stand out amongst everybody and anything else that's out there. Is that a safe assessment?
It's a very safe assessment, Mark. And I would actually, you know, when you use the word frictionless innovation, I think innovation has two clear things that are important. One is easy to use. And the second is that it's relevant for our users and helps to solve real life use cases or issues or concerns. And I think with the capabilities we've launched with the S24 series in terms of devices, as you said, the product specs are leading, but the new innovations around AI are outstanding and I think offer our users a very, very good differentiated way to use the solutions we're putting in front.
Now, I don't want to overlook, of course, the hardware specs because, you know, across the lineup, we've got incredible 8th generation Snapdragon processors. We've got incredible screens from the 6.2 inch on the S24 to the, you know, the QHD Plus 6.7 inch on the S24 Plus to the 6.8 inch on the Ultra, extended battery life compared to previous models, small design cues like new matte finish colors that are absolutely gorgeous. Titanium is a new ingredient in the Ultra. Plus, of course, the camera systems and, of course, the specs when it comes to memory and storage. I feel like I'm rushing through it because that's not really the story here. But did I do it justice?
You did. Our focus on continuing to improve the product capabilities, durability, longevity is very much part of what creates the device that then enables some of the software solutions that we're going to talk about.
So when I use the word frictionless, I can't take credit for it because Matt Gurney on a different channel I was on yesterday, he used that word because I was struggling to find it. Frictionless is interesting because up until now, AI, when anybody has been talking about AI or thinking about AI, they're thinking of things like, you know, ChatGPT, Google Bard, et cetera, et cetera. And those don't come off as frictionless. There's a lot of effort involved into taking advantage of those things. So when people try to think, how is this going to fit in my life? They don't really, they can't really, you know, figure it out. But now you're integrating AI across the board in places that just make complete sense and enhance the experience for any user when they need it, how they need it, without having to think. Was that intentional? I'm guessing it was, but how intentional was that?
Well, very intentional. I think, you know, innovation for innovation's sake doesn't serve consumers well. And so, as I said earlier, easy to use, but also helping to address real life use cases or people's needs is the most important part of a solution that makes sense for our consumers. And I think, you know, when you said bringing software to the front, software is not what people use. And as I look back at wireless, what's important to understand, we went from voice only to text to data to then video. I think the new AI solutions that are in the S24 series really bring home the capabilities, but in a very easy for the customer to understand and use way. And that's what's exciting about the product launch.
And this is just the start, right? As you said, this is a whole new category almost in product. This is just a starting point. I could only imagine the kind of things that, you're working on, which I know you won't tell me about. That's fine. I can deal with that. But the kind of experiences that people are going to have across the board. And these, by the way, I believe, and you can correct me, and everybody's entitled to an opinion, I believe a lot of these innovations are hard to replicate because this is like patentable stuff and integrations in ways that people will want to copy, but good luck trying to figure out how to, you know, implement some of these features.
Well, very much so. I mean, you know, our ability around innovation is only strengthened with the capabilities that we're going to talk about just in terms of what's in the S24 series. Maybe I'll pick up a little bit on those capabilities. If you think about what solutions are available, really around improving people's ability to communicate, simplifying productivity, and important, allowing for creativity and play in a much better way than they've ever done before. And there's examples in every one of these that actually bring home what the capabilities of both the device and the software are going to bring for our consumers.
So where do you even start? So I've been ending the conversation with the real-time translation in the phone app, but that seems to be getting the most attention that people are talking about because they're making the comparison to the Star Trek Universal Translator, right? The ability to, you know, and the example was great on stage during Unpacked. And for those in our audience who did not know or did not see it, you know, you're able to, with the phone app, let's say you're traveling to Japan, you just, you know, go into the settings, download the Japan pack, and then you literally make a phone call like you would any other phone call. And your voice is translated to the user's native language and their voice is translated into your language in incredible real time, allowing you to do things like make reservations, you know, and actually communicate like humans should.
And you're exactly right. One very exciting feature we call Live Translate. And what's amazing about that is as long as you have a S24 series device, it doesn't matter the device on the other side of, in terms of the user. It can be a landline. It can be another wireless device. But our device will actually translate up to 13 languages for the users. And what's interesting is, I think of it as teaching myself 13 languages in 1 minute. Once I know how to use it, I'm lingual in 13 different languages.
One of the examples that's when I mentioned this yesterday on another show, they were telling me, he goes, I've been learning Spanish for 2 years now, and I can kind of ask where the bathroom is, but now I don't even have to do that anymore because I could just pick up the phone and do the fact that you don't need an S24 on the other side. That's insane.
That is the power of, as I said, the device, but also the software. And I would encourage anybody, all your listeners, to actually experience this because once you see it and hear it, what I mean by see it is you also get the text translation as well as the voice translation. So it is super powerful. And you know, when you're traveling, when you're trying to communicate with, dual-lingual situations, when you're in business environments, the applications are endless, and I'm sure they'll grow both in terms of languages. We will continue to add languages, obviously, but also in terms of places where this type of capability can be useful.
I love two things about this, Raj. I love, number one, the fact that you're taking these incredible, you know, computer-powered AI features and bringing it into life. You're bringing it into the real world and offering a solution that nobody else is, number one. Number two is this is an accessibility feature. This is an empowering feature for someone who's deaf or hard of hearing, someone who has lost their voice because of some kind of illness. This is an incredible example of accessibility by design, where it really helps everybody and puts everybody on a level playing field.
You, Mark, you're so right about that, in that not only can it be used for accessibility, but also in, for example, business environments where you are, or university lectures, where you can take notes and have them automatically transcribe, convert them to different languages. Also, the AI power will summarize those notes, so you can actually share a summarized version. It keeps track of different speakers. So it is super powerful. So I think, as you said earlier, it's only the start of what I think more capability. And I'm sure as people use the solutions, they'll find new and unique ways to take advantage of a lot of these solutions.
We told a story, Raj, on our TV show yesterday about a student in a U.S. university who was using AI because he was in a computer science class, and his teacher was a very visual teacher. And he actually heard, wasn't told directly, but he heard, because he was blind, that the teacher thought that maybe that it wasn't the right fit for him because of his disability. Now, he was very supported, you know, the university was very supportive, of course, and everything. But he actually used AI and used features like, you know, live transcription and note taking to become extremely successful in the field, because he was able to have it listen to the lecture, transcribe things, and then use those transcriptions later on to dig deeper. So it really can be life-changing for a lot of people, you know, let alone the business sense, the practical, you know, day-to-day time-saving element of it.
Yeah, and those types of consumer uses really strike an emotional chord. And I think, you know, it's about making a difference, not just in day-to-day lives, but also in meaningful ways like you described. So, and I know we'll find more and more opportunities to do those kinds of things with the solutions.
Now, I know over the years, Raj, you know, there's been a little bit of back and forth sometimes between Samsung and Google. There have been times where Samsung said, okay, we're going to try our own thing. But there's a renewed partnership here, something that was announced earlier this week. Obviously, there's been a constant relationship, obviously, thanks to Android. But a renewed partnership and the introduction of a new feature called Circle to Search that really kind of blows my mind as well. Can you describe what that is for the audience?
Happily. I think, you said it, when people think of search, I think Google's name comes to mind. And what we did was partner with Google and launched a solution on the S24 series that allows people to search very quickly, very easily. And so let me describe, you're watching a YouTube video, you see something in the video that, piques your interest. In the past, you'd have to describe it in words and search for it. Now, just by pressing the home button, you basically are able to freeze that image, circle the part of the video that you're interested in, and Google Search will find in the background everything related to that, including shopping opportunities, if it's a product, if it's a landmark, building information. And then once you've got that, you can actually continue to search consecutively and keep digging deeper in terms of that specific search. So it is a really powerful way to search, no longer, as I said, in words, but in pictures.
And this works across the entire operating system, right?
That's right.
You can literally freeze the screen no matter what app, third-party app or anything, and do that, and it'll actually pull up the results.
Exactly. And it's very easy, as you've talked about earlier, and very fast.
It's absolutely nuts. So, you know, big picture, Raj, here, you know, how does the S24 lineup, and of course all the software that's going on, how does that fit into the overall kind of Samsung picture? I know that you, obviously, as the head of mobile, are focused on that, but every I find that everything Samsung does, even all the way to home appliances, there seems to be a cohesiveness across the board.
And it's very true, is that all of the connectivity between all of these devices is what makes the experience better. And, if you look at the products we have, not just on in terms of smartphones, the Galaxy Watch series also supports a lot of integration in terms of health with the phone and the device to provide great solutions for users. The Buds allow for wireless, talk, but also translate built-in in terms of integration with the phone. Then we look at our tablets, our PCs, and then you mentioned our home appliances are all integrated so that you can actually access them from your phone and interact with them. That actually is what the power of not just our product portfolio, but also using software capabilities across all our product sets to make the lives of all our users a lot more easier, but also more stronger in terms of what they can do with their product.
Now, let's not forget health and wellness. Right at the end of the keynote, they teased the new Galaxy Ring, which I'm sure nobody has any information about yet. Do we know when we're going to have some information about that?
I can say it's, let's put it this way, it's coming soon.
Okay.
That's as much detail as I can give you, but I think it gives a perspective that there is more and more opportunity to help bring real life situations to bear with product 3D and technology solutions.
Well, the new devices are available for pre-order right now. They'll be in people's hands at the end of the month. I am super excited, I must tell you, and I said it off the top. Everybody with competing devices, with Samsung devices, are drooling over the opportunities and the features here. And this sets the bar really high, Raj. So congratulations on everything that was announced this week. And of course, if there's anything else I left out that you want to mention, do tell me.
Yeah, no, I'd encourage your listeners to go see the devices in our carrier stores, retail stores, as well as online at samsung.ca. There's some exciting pre-order offers for customers, including double memory, trade-in bonuses, free shipping, and lots of discounts on other things that they would want to take advantage of. And you know, as you and I talked about, this is really a new era of smartphones. Galaxy AI is truly going to change the way our consumers live day-to-day life, and really, really exciting.
Raj Doshi, head of Samsung Mobile, thank you so much for taking the time to join me.
Thanks, Mark.
Coming up, we're going to introduce you to two cool companies. One, Pocket Kato, an app to help you get rid of that insomnia bug that you've got. And a really cool company with a product line to help that mixology in yourself called Barsys. All that coming up.
Your Tech Report will be right back.
It is your favorite girl. That's right, it's the Ali Mars, the one and the only. Everyone else just ain't me. I am the host of Welcome to Mars, a lifestyle podcast where nothing is off the table. I have come a long way from sex and dating and have transformed the new vibe to all things lifestyle. We still talk sex, but I'm more interested in the journey, where people have come from, how they made it, and where they're going. Subscribe or follow to a brand new look and a brand new era. Welcome to Mars.
Subscribe or follow on Apple, Spotify, Google, or at theallymars.com.
Because even with the new look, I'm still that same bitch you love to hate.
Hi, I'm Mercedes Nickel, four-time Winter Olympian and host of Dropping In, a podcast with Mercedes. This is a podcast where I interview a bunch of different people. I get the good, the bad, and the ugly, as well as I share my stories along the way. Now you can drop in at droppingin.com or subscribe on Apple, Spotify, and YouTube. I'll see you soon.